Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 10, The Bible as History. Monday, Isaiah, Hezekiah, and Sennacherib. Israel is in the middle between Egypt and Assyria. Both are superpowers, and Israel is a tiny power. And the Assyrians, they came, and they won against everyone. They fight it. And they had already won against Israel, the northern territory, the northern kingdom, this dark yellow one here. And now Judah, this orange area, they wait for the army of the Assyrians. All cities with walls fortified had been already put to ashes. Jerusalem was the only city left, the only one. Now what to do? The Assyrian army gathered together around Jerusalem, and from the walls you could see their tents. Tents, well, wherever you looked, tents over. And then the Assyrians made a suggestion. The best for you there in Jerusalem, open the doors at once. Then we will take everything what can be moved, material, what's in the houses, and people, taking them as slaves, especially young ones, teenagers, youth, boys, girls, becoming slaves. If you do not open at once, then we will wait outside till you have no more food in there. You cannot come out, and nobody can come in. We are here. And because of this, there was no chance for Israel. So the best is just open the doors. Let them take what they would like to take. But then this army officer, the highest one of us, the Assyrian army, he said something else. No god of any kingdom could withstand our army. No god could protect his people. Do you think your god is mighty enough to protect you against the Assyrian army? Do you really think so? That your god is the only one who could do so? And the king, Hezekiah, got this information in written form too. First he heard it orally, and then he got it in written form, so that he can read it again and again and again. Open it once, or wait till you are dead. No god can protect you. It's impossible. We are too strong. And with this letter in hand, the king went to the temple, opened the letter, showed it to God, said, have you seen this? Have you heard this? The Assyrians think you are not strong enough. You are not able to protect us. They think so. Oh Lord, show how mighty you are. A king trusting God. And what happened? The next morning, when the Israelites, so the people from Judah, looked over their walls, what could they see? All the Assyrian army, the whole army, all the soldiers, dead on the ground. One angel had gone through their camp during the night, and then it was over. One angel. A trusting king who wanted to see that their God is a mighty God, mightier than all the other gods of all the neighboring kingdoms. And God showed how mighty he is. What a miracle.